Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Scrappy Lambert and Grant Clark and have a musical baby shower. While you're listening to the original over-the-air broadcast of this show, I'm actually at a party. A baby party. Many of you know my friend David Weinberg from RandomTape.com, from Marketplace on American Public Media, and from radio stories he's produced for KCRW and other stations. Well, David and his lovely wife are having a baby. Okay, you're way ahead of me. Now, there are lots and lots of vintage songs about baby. Babyface, you must have been a beautiful baby, and yes, sir, that's my baby, come immediately to mind. But in those, as almost all of the others, baby is used as a term of endearment for a lover or spouse. But I did manage to find a few baby songs actually referring to infants or having a baby, so with best wishes to David and Katya, for what will most assuredly be a beautiful baby, here's the first of two sets of baby songs, beginning with Art Castle and his orchestra.
Something is doing, something's going to happen, everyone is gay. Families and their relations, thrilled with brand new sensations, it's a bigger day than any holiday. Here they come, here they come, dressed in brown and blue and jade. Little boys and girls showing off their curls at the baby parade. Little eyes looking wise, realize the hit they've made. When they get a hand at the judges' stand at the baby parade. Though it's hard to choose who will win or lose as the kiddies pass in line. Standing in the crowd, every dad so proud says the winner should be mine. There they go, there they go. What a noble part they've played. Then away they trip to a pillow slip at the baby parade.
Rich kids, poor kids, my kids, your kids, everybody's kid is there. Blackheads, blonde heads, even bald heads, and a lot with reddish hair. Nice kids, mean kids, fat kids, lean kids, every kid a different size. Shy kids, cry kids, rock-a-bye kids, everyone deserves a prize. Here they are, hey!
Folks, what else could matter anymore? When baby fingers go a-mussin' through my hair, let the world go on a-fussing, I should care. When I come back from town, they meet me by the gate. They greet me with the love I've hungered for. If I'm not in heaven, then I'm right next door. When baby feet go pitter-patter across my floor.
always be blue, and I'll always be true to you know who, just you and me and the baby. And when the day's work is done, I'll come home on the run, and we'll have fun, just you and me and the baby. Oh, we will have a home, a garden with flowers, just a little place that we can call ours. If baby smiles or he cries when you sing lullabies, it's paradise, just you and me and the baby.
Adrian Schubert and his orchestra as Dubin's Dandies on that May 27th, 1930 Banner 78 with You and Me and the Baby. Some Banner labels of that same recording credit the Hollywood Dance Orchestra. You and Me and the Baby was written by Clarence Gaskill and the vocalist was Irving Kaufman, and by now you probably recognized his voice. You almost surely recognized the voice of Tom Stacks with Harry Reaser's syncopators on Baby Feet Go Pitter-Patter Across My Floor from October 19th, 1927. Baby Feet Go Pitter-Patter was written by Gus Kahn, and it was recorded by lots of people, including Vaughn DeLeith, Abe Lyman, and Ford and Glenn. Before that, it was Ben Burney and all the lads who were at the Baby Parade. The lads singing were Pat Kennedy and Ben Burney. Well, Ben Burney didn't sing so much as talk sing. Anyway, At the Baby Parade was written by Little Jack Little, Dave Oppenheim, and Ira Schuster. And we started our musical baby shower with Art Castle and his orchestra, and appropriately enough, we're having a baby, my baby and me. The vocal was by the Castle Trio, but just who comprised the Castle Trio, I don't know. A Billboard review described the song as catchy and cute, tuneful and rhythmic. We're Having a Baby is from Eddie Cantor's Banjo Eyes show. Harold Adamson wrote the lyrics to Vernon Duke's tune. We went a bit outside of our 1920s and 30s boundary with that January 26, 1942 Bluebird recording, but that's okay. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We're going to take a break from the baby songs long enough to celebrate the birthday of Harold Rodman Lambert, better known as Scrappy Lambert, born last week, May 12th, 1901, in New Brunswick, New Jersey. He supposedly got the nickname Scrappy for his willingness to stand up for himself and his rights. While at Rutgers University studying to be a lawyer, he played piano with a group called the Rutgers Jazz Bandits. In 1925, he met fellow collegian Billy Hillpot, and the two teamed up impersonating the Smith Brothers, Trade and Mark, of Smith Brothers Cough Drop fame. Lambert and Hillpot were with the Ben Burney Orchestra from 1926 to 28. In the 30s, Scrappy could be heard on radio, and for a short time was a member of the Revelers. His singing career ended in 1943 when he went to work for MCA in Beverly Hills as the director of their radio department, until 1948, when he formed his own talent agency. He died at age 86 in Palm Springs, California, on November 30th, 1987. Here's the Scrappy, Scrappy Lambert.
Scrappy sunshine, the second is rain, the third is the roses that grow in the lane. No need explaining, the one remaining, it's someone that I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
Everyone loves that smile of yours. cheerio when the moon sails along. In your heart, sing a bright little song. Someday I'll kiss away your troubles and woe. Cheerio, cherry lips, cheerio.
That's one of my favorite records of all time. Scrappy Lambert in October of 1928 and Cheerio, Cherry Lips, Cheerio, composed by Harry Warren, with the lyrics by Mort Dixon. That recording was credited on the Jeanette issue to Norman Wallace and on the Sears and Roebuck Supertone label to Gordon Wallace. Those are just two of the 40 or so pseudonyms that Lambert used, some using parts of his real name including Harold Noble, Rodman Lewis, and Harold Rodman. Before that, with Adrian Schubert and his Salon Orchestra, we heard Scrappy doing the Harvard Hop on July 1st, 1930. On the Romeo label, that record is credited to Dubin's Dandies. Yep, the same Dubin's Dandies we heard in the first segment. We began our salute to Scrappy Lambert with a quintessential 20s tune, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover, another Dixon-Warren collaboration. That was Al Gehring's Collegians, which was actually the pseudonym on Vocalion for the Ben Burney Orchestra, on January 28, 1927. We're going to get back to our baby party now, and we're going to break our 20s and 30s barrier in the other direction this set, beginning with the All-Star Trio.
Thank you. darkest cloud to snowy white. Gee, Bob, that moon man's looking happy up there. Smiles on George and Rosie Posy, spooning in the corner cozy. You and I wonder why he looks bright and gay. Some little fairy brought a letter down on earth to say, there's a little baby up in the moon, up in the great big moon. Fairy wedding bells were sweetly ringing, so they say, way up there just a year ago today. The baby, some baby, Mr. Moonman's always smiling. Life is one sweet tune. What's the reason? There's a little baby up in the moon. Lots of jubilation up there soon. Such a pretty fairy christening in the moon. All through the coming of a sweet baby face, there'll be joy and there'll be laughter from the floor up to the rafter. And one night, what delight, such a treat in store. Each little star will twinkle like they never did before. There's a little baby up in the moon, up in the great big moon. Fairy wedding bells were sweetly ringing, so they say, way up there just a year ago today. And now, dear, there's a little stranger up in the moon. There'll be a christening soon of the baby. Some baby, Mr. Moonman's always smiling. Life is one sweet tune. What's the reason? There's a little baby up in the moon.
Night has fallen, lights alone. Shadows they creep, babies asleep. All at once, there comes a squall. The baby has started to bawl. Wifey has said, Jim, leave the bed. Baby has wakened so once more. You take baby in your arms. You hum while you're walking the floor. Time walk will baby, baby, baby walk and walk will baby, my
have to change the baby's lullaby. She won't cry, don't you try. I'm your Robin, hold your stubbin, ragging the baby to sleep. Broke the bottle filled with milk. You're feeling sad, that makes you mad. Then the baby starts to weep. Oh, Rachel, how am I going to get her to sleep, You hug and croon an old-fashioned pill. Just then the thought seems to strike you. You know what the baby wants. She has a ragtime craze, too. You walk and walk with baby, baby, I said you're loving baby. You walk and walk and walk with baby like someone older. Rest my head up on your shoulder. You don't have to change the baby's lullaby. She won't cry, don't you try. I'm your Robin, hold your stocking. Ouch. Dragging the baby to sleep.
What are we gonna do with Junior? 'Cause we'd like to go to a show. Where we leave the little darling? Maybe baby would like to go. You know we always worry every time he's out of sight. So what are we gonna do with baby? 'Cause we wanna go out tonight.
It might be a little early yet, but at some point David and Katya are going to have to figure out what are we going to do with baby when we want to go out tonight. That was Lou Stone and his band from a British Decca 78 made in London on July 3, 1937. Sam Costa sang the Alan Ingram lyrics to Eddie Pola's tune. That was preceded by the world's greatest entertainer, Al Jolson, from all the way back more than a century on April 17, 1912, with Ragging the Baby to Sleep. L. Wolf Gilbert wrote the words, and Louis F. Muir composed the tune. Before that, it was a rapidly rotating cylinder, Edison Blue Amberol Cylinder 2997, to be exact, with our old friend Irving Kaufman and There's a Little Baby Up in the Moon. Not quite as old as the Jolson recording, this one was made on June 14, 1916. That charming song was written by Fred Godfrey and Lawrence Wright. Lawrence Wright also brought us There's Silver in Your Hair, But There's Gold Within Your Heart. Fred Godfrey was actually Llewellyn Williams, born September 17, 1880, in Wales. He wrote about 800 songs over his career, and our friends across the Atlantic may be more familiar with his British music hall songs. Among them, It Takes an Irish Heart to Sing an Irish Song, and Hey Ho, Can't You Hear the Steamer? We began the second part of our baby party with the all-star trio, saxophonist Wheeler Wadsworth, pianist Victor Arden, and xylophonist George Hamilton Green, with the musical question, Who Wants a Baby?, from September of 1920. Who Wants a Baby was composed by Abe Ullman, and there are lyrics which were written by Jack Yellen. It was apparently a pretty popular tune, having been recorded earlier in the year by the Columbia Saxophone Sextet, Lenzburg's Riverside Orchestra, and Rudy Weedoff's Californians. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1891 in Akron, Ohio, of lyricist Grant Clark, with an E. His mother was a stage actress, and his father was manager of the advertising department of the B.F. Goodrich Company. Anyway, young Grant acted as a teenager, but learned to play piano, and deciding on a career in music, he moved to New York City in 1910. He got his break when he wrote Dat's Harmony for Burt Williams. His composer collaborators included Milton Ager, Harry Axt, Fred Fisher, James Hanley, and Harry Warren, and in 1914 he became a charter member of ASCAP. He moved to Hollywood and between 1929 and 31 wrote songs for more than 20 movies. Grant Clark died on May 16, 1931 of heart failure just 2 days after his 40th birthday, but during his short time on Earth he wrote more than 100 songs, including Secondhand Rose, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, There's a Little Bit of Bad in Every Good Little Girl, Am I Blue, and these.
Thank you.
Joe Venuti's Rhythm Boys, the other boys being Eddie Lang on guitar, reed man Jimmy Dorsey, Lenny Hayton on piano and celeste, and Paul Griselli on drums, and Now That I Need You, You're Gone, from September 10th, 1931. The vocalist was Harold Arlen, far better known as the composer of more than 500 tunes, including Get Happy, Stormy Weather, It's Only a Paper Moon, and Ding Dong the Witch is Dead, than for his singing. Before Harold Arlen, it was vocalist Tom Waring, with brother Fred's Waring's Pennsylvanians, and Out of a Million, You're the Only One. Grant Clark and Edgar Leslie wrote the words, and Lou Kobe the melody. We began our tribute to Grant Clark with Nat Shulkret and the Victor Orchestra with Belle Mann, who was Wishing and Waiting for Love. That Clark-Harry Axt collaboration was recorded June 6, 1929. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1896 in New York City of composer Archie Gottler. He graduated from Long Island Business College, but became a pianist in silent movie theaters, where he composed for many films, and wrote the scores for the Fox movie Tone Follies of 1929 and 1930's Happy Days. He also wrote songs for the Ziegfeld Follies and Broadway Brevities. Archie Gottler died in California on June 24, 1959. Perhaps his most well-known song was the patriotic America, I Love You, introduced in 1915 by Eva Tengay, but his other hits include Would You Rather Be a Colonel with an Eagle on Your Shoulder or a Private with a Chicken on Your Knee, Lila, That's How I Feel About You, To Whom It May Concern, and these.
Thank you. I'm a strutter when I'm walking with Susie. I'm never knowing where I'm going when I'm walking with Susie. She leads me, she feeds me beauty and charm. I'm woozy when Susie's holding my arm. My heart is pumping and it's thumping when I'm walking with Susie. I hear the ceiling, what a feeling when I'm walking with Susie. Although I'm choosy, Susie will do. I'm getting sappy, I'm so happy when I'm walking with Susie.
That's just a very nice record. Milt Shaw and his Detroiters on April 2nd, 1929 with Johnny Morris, who was Walking with Susie. That's one of the songs from Fox movie Tone Follies and was written with Sidney Mitchell and Con Conrad. Before Milt Shaw, it was Smith Ballou doing double duty directing and providing the vocal on Sing a Little Love Song from May 31st, 1929. That was another Gottler-Mitchell-Conrad collaboration. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.